Hello, Saints. So today the topic of study is Elroy. And you may be thinking, what's Elroy? Well, Elroy is what Hagar called the Lord when she fled into the wilderness and was found by a fountain of water. And she said in Genesis 16:13, and she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? So that word Elroy means thou God seest me, or this God that sees me. And I'm just going to go over a few verses talking about the Lord seeing, and the Lord always watching over us, the Lord seeing our works and whatnot. So first is Job 34:21 to 22. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Next is Psalm 37:12-13. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Psalm 53:2-3. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back, they are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Psalm 94:9. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Psalm 139:14-16. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. I like that portion. Proverbs 24:7-18. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Matthew 6:3-4. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Matthew 11:25-26. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. And now, for the finale here, I'll go through the Lord's letters to the churches, the seven churches, and he begins every single one of his letters to the churches with, I know thy works, and I'll go over all of them, all seven of them. So I'll start in Revelation 2:2-3. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:13. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Revelation 2:19. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Revelation 3:1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Revelation 3 verse 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Revelation 3:15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So that was my study on Elroy, Thou God Seest Me. God sees all things, he formed all things. And I love that verse in Psalms, fearfully and wonderfully made. He knew our days before we were even formed, before we were even a thought in the earth. He knew our days. He knew how he was going to form us in the womb. He knew where we would go, what we would do. He's outside of time. It's an awesome thing. The Lord sees everything. And it's also a fearful thing. You fear God because he sees everything. He knows everything. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And as it says in multiple times in his letters in Revelation, he will cut you off. He will take away your candlestick if you don't repent quickly. He'll come unto you quickly without delay and cut you off, basically. So he knows everything. He watches the works. He knows all the works. He sees everything. And I just wanted to kind of edify you today. And I hope this blessed you. And I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.